I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I don't remember learning the word soul, but it's been in my vocabulary since childhood. Maybe it came from the children's prayer, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep." Maybe it was introduced to me via the Sunday school lessons I received every week from the time I could walk. Instinctively, I knew that the spiritual soul was different from the way the word soul operated in other contexts, like soul music. Those deep chords of love, celebration, and heartache were distinct from the God language of eternal life, and yet somehow they were also connected. Maybe what connected them in my mind was what I saw as the power and the depth and the sanctity of Black existence. How could it be anything but sacred, having endured so many different kinds of threat, and having been each time miraculously delivered? Even now, in my inner cosmology, the existence of the soul is not up for debate. It just is. To all the many people who contest such an assertion, my response is something like, "Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't have a soul, but I'm confident I do." In fact, maybe each of us answers to a different original framework, some governed by chance, others by a whole pantheon of powerful spirits, still others by a single mighty I am. Maybe what you believe and what you deny establish the terms that apply to your reincarnation or ascension or, if you prefer, your absolute obliteration. Maybe the matter of the soul is the original occasion where each of us was told something like, "You do you." Today's poem, "Material," by Sarah Rose Nordgren, delights me because it presents a framework for the human soul that might confound you. Here, the soul is technological, hive-like, autonomous, or, as the poem's epigraph from Italian philosopher Giulio Giarello suggests, it's comprised of a host of minuscule robots working in unison. "Material," by Sarah Rose Nordgren. Yes, we have a soul, but it's made of lots of tiny robots. Giulio Giarello. "My soul rose up in me, a colony I follow. My soul has a trillion brittle wings, a billion black bodies. My soul formation is stratus. My soul's parts know little and don't care whether I live or die. Its components make a mind outside of me, hovering over the driveway. My soul is not waiting. It cannot wait. What is the sound of my soul? Incessant clicking and chattering like many sets of tiny wind-up teeth. It appears as a hurricane, sandstorm, or soot billowing. Its movable parts can arrange themselves to make a mechanical hand. My soul pulls at my soul. I am not responsible for my soul, for it acts independently. I am in awe of its cities and public works, its vast demolition projects. Every 17 years, my soul disperses after mating and litters the road with fat, crushed zeros." The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org